asara. If the ship is deep yutvachim, v'yena gevoy asara, but it's not high a ten tvachim, then metaltle mitoycho liyam, you could carry from the svina into the yam, you could throw. So drashi amuka svina asara. If the svina itself is deep yutvachim, so mainly applies rishus yochid. The svina is rishus yochid. But v'yena gevoy asara, it's not yutvachim off the ground. Trashi asar l'tzeichel v'shus yochid. Yen gevoyim means svasa yud min hamayim. Hey, the rim of the ship, even though the ship is yud tvachim high, but it sinks into the water. So from the top of the water to the top of the ship, there's not ten tvachim. So going shem shukas b'mayim, mikoyved masoy. The ship is very heavy, so it starts going into the water. So from the top of the water to the top of the ship, there's less than yud tvachim. So what's the locho? Mitaltlen mitoychel yam. From the ship to the yam, it's mutter. Derech dafnes here, we'll soon see a lot of do it through the sides of the ship. To go and shave him, to the forest for yozu, the koicha bekamus legozu. It has been, like we're saying, that you're allowed to throw from the ship into the yam. How? You throw the water down the sides of the ship, so you only threw it onto the side of the ship. And even though from your koicha it goes into the ship, still it's mutter. Abu, it says claw. Again, if you don't amuka asar, the ship was yutfachim deep, so the ship is rishus yochid. The yain gavoy asar, it's not more than 10 tfachim off the yam. Is metal tlemi toich liyam. You let it throw from the rishus yochid into the yam, avolay min hayam l'toichli. You can't pick up from the yam into the ship. Yeah. Rashi avolay min hayam l'toichli. The yain tashmish min hayam l'toichli derech tefanas. You can't throw the water up through the sides of the ship. Shim yamalei aviyash l'chal tefanas yod l'kakoyis. If you're going to splash the water along the sides of the ship, we'll just go back down in the yam again. Hasvina. So how do you get the water up? You have to pick it up. So it's also to pick the water from the yam, which is a kamlis, to the ship, which is the Rishus Yochid. So drash l'ochi nokin amuki yud. Why does the ship have to be 10 tfachim deep? Diyein amuki yud, he gufa kamlis. If the ship itself does not mechitzis yud tfachim, it's not a Rishus Yochid, it's kamlis. Them shita matat lehedjim af min hayam l'teichoy. Then you're allowed to carry from the ocean into the ship, into the ocean. They're both the kamlis. Now, all at the end, the ship is not yutvachim off the water. Dafkin noket. Why? Because if the ship would have been more than yutvachim high, muta letaltim in yam toichoy. Then it's muta to metaltus from the yam inside. To me kamlis l'shusa yochid. Derech mokem turkom metaltu. Why? The tzarech liagbiyas yodin l'malam miyud. The afagad the b'shus derives b'shus rad b'shus yochem chayv ragavno kamlus midrabon niblegozer. If the ship itself, the size of the ship would be more than yutfachim off the yam. So when you're schlepping the water from the yam, which is the kamlus, you have to pick it up more than yutfachim. When it goes into the avi yutfachim, that's a mokem tur. So you're carrying it from a kamlus into a mokem tur into a shus yochid. The rabbanon wouldn't be gozer there. Hey, since it's only awesome of the Rabbanan to carry from a kamlis to Rishus Yochid, if you'd be going through a mokum tur, it would be mutter. Therefore, the eighth of that, the reason why it's usher, is that the ship is not yutfachim off the water. So you carry the water, mamash straight into the ship, it's only going from a kamlis to Rishus Yochid, it's usher. But I call part of my shver is the ratio for the Gemara. You're not allowed to take the water from the ocean into the ship, to come metaltlin mi kamlis l'rishus yochid, because you're carrying the water from a kamlis into rishus yochid. Oyvazoy mi toicho liyam nami. Why are you allowed to throw the water from the ship into the yam? Come metaltlo mi rishus yochid the kamlis. The chur you're throwing the water from rishus yochid into the kamlis. So what's the hetter to throw the water from the ship into the yam? El it's a raya lava chuda. We're talking about you're throwing the water down the sides of the ship. There's a kula. When you're only throwing from Rishus HaYochid into a kamlis, that's only awesome. In the Rabbanan, if you throw a derech, koichoy, that means you throw it on the side of the ship, and it runs down by itself, there's no isurait so. That's muta. Shrashi alav achuda, sheifach sheichim achuda, v'en yodim derech tafnesel yam, they go down the sides to the yam, so that's muta. Omer Avuna, Hani Beitzosa Demeshim. These are small rowboats. If you have a small rowboat, is ain't metaltlin behem. You're not allowed to be metaltlin in the rowboat itself. You can't walk around on Shabbos. If you happen to be in a rowboat on Shabbos, you can't carry 4 amas in the rowboat. Ella biyabon in the arbor itself. Shrashi beitzosa means svinos katanas, very small ships. Uktsaris, very short. Milmato ad kechudei. At the bottom of it comes mamash to a point. That's where the bottom of the ship comes. Shel sak kechudei shel sakin. Shekurim kuta. Kite, what? What? Canoe, that's a canoe. Something like a canoe. Yeah. Is ein metal to metoichoi. Shrashi delav rishusa yochininu. The canoe is not called rishusa yochin. Why? Shein baruch von arbo milmato. Even though you have mechitzas coming up yutzvachim, but when they come down to the bottom, they're not rochiv, it's not dal tzvachim away. It comes mamish down to a point. So this bottom point now is not rochiv dal, it can't be called rishus yochid. Rishus yochid has to at least be dal tzvachim or dal tzvachim, gevoya yutzvachim. But here, when the bottom of the ship comes down to less than dal tzvachim, it's not a rishus yochid. Shame Rochman Arba Milmato Lefikach Ein Mechitzas Mechitzas. Therefore, the Mechitzas are not called Mechitzas. Since the Mechitzas come down slanty, it's both of the Shame Mechitzas. A Mechitzas could only be if inside it there's a Shetach of Dal by Dal Tvochim. Here it's no Dal Tvochim on the bottom, it's not called Mishus Yochid. So tomorrow, Vuloy Amor, we only say this Chiddish that a canoe is not a Mishus Yochid, Ela Shein Bepochas Mishloisha Arbo. That means from the bottom of the canoe, when it starts to go up, it doesn't get 4 tefachim away within the first gimel tefachim going up. In other words, when the canoe is, the bottom of it starts to go up, if within the gimel tefachim, it would right away set aside to be dal tefachim wide, that would be called Mishus Yochid. But anything within gimel tefachim is called lovid. So look at that bottom part. Since it goes up 3 tefachim, automatically it's Roch of Dalid. So we look as if this and this is attached. So we look as if this Roch of Dalad is the bottom of the canoe. So look at the bottom of the canoe, it's Roch of Dalad, and then it goes up Yud to be called Rishus Yochid. But once the bottom of the canoe, when it comes so close, when it goes up Gimel Tvachim, it's not Roch of Dalad. So then we say, it's not called Mechuba to the Karka. So Mela, the bottom Mechitzis are not Roch of Dalad, it's not called the Mechitza. It only can have a Shem Mechitza if the inside area is at least 4x4. So b'loya moron elish ain b'pochus mishloisha. When the canoe from the bottom is going up, less than gimel tefachim up, it becomes abo. Avo yesh b'pochus migimel abo. But if you have that less than 3, in other words, within lovid from the floor, it becomes wide 4 tefachim less than bo. Then we don't care, because lovid is considered like it's attached. So we see the shetach of 4 tefachim wide. That's like the floor of the canoe. When the point comes to the bottom of it, even though you have 3 tefachim up, notice from the bottom, the point to the bottom, when the canoe starts to come up, 3 tefachim, shein roch of dalad, it's not wide dal tefachim, lamata, boidosh leg, via gimel mekakoisim. The filo yesh roch of yud, goiva, filo on top, when it is yud tefachim high, it's roch of dalad, le mishtori. The chivon, the tachtein, the slav, the chitis nenu, hevelay tluya. Since the bottom part of the mechitza is less than heit dalat tefachim, it blives like mechitzas hanging in the air, and that's not called mechitzas. Mechitzas have to be able to reach the ground. If the mechitza don't reach the ground, it's called a tluyas hanging in the air. That's not called good mechitzas. Only by a svina are we mata mechitzas tluyas. So we'll see. So the more vimalinu kani, let's say you fill up the bottom of the canoe where it starts to come up. You fill it up with stuff. If you have a little kani, you put kani in the reeds there, the yovni or twigs there, then less lambo. That would be called Rishus Yochid. Because since you filled up the bottom part of the canoe, so you're making the floor flat. When the floor becomes flat, it is Roch of Dalid, so you have Rishus Yochid. When the feet has come down to the floor, and then it's Roch of Dalid, that's called the Rishus Yochid. Less lambo. Master Rav Nachman, V'leima good aches mechitzosa. The Churit Shver, what do I care if the canoe, on the bottom of the canoe, it comes down to a point that here it's not Roch of Dalid, but let's say 5 tefachim high, 2 feet high, that's where it gets Roch of Dalid. So who the kasher is, like let's say the mechitza stops right here, the canoe starts to come like this, here now is 4 tefachim away. So stop the mechitza right here, from here up there's Yud tefachim, from here up there's Yud tefachim, now down it's not Roch of Dalid. Let's stop the mechitza right here, and say from right here, let's say Kudasik, let's say the mechitza go straight down, even though the mechitza curves in.
and it's more than gimel tefachim high, so we can't say lovin. So the mechitzas first start here. So the chur the kashmir is now stay genastic. Let the mechitzas come down, straight down. Why do we say since the mechitzas come down curved, it's both of the mechitzas? No, let's say the mechitzas come straight down.
Maskelor of Nachman, v'leim agud achis mechitzosai. Let's look at it, the mechitzas are coming straight down before it starts sloping in the bottom of the canoe. Strashi, v'leim agud achis mekineged midas rochbon hel yoinin olamato. Kilo en yordas adar kakim bachutz. Let's look, since the top part of the canoe is mamish rochiv dalid, so there, let's look as if the mechitzas are coming straight down. There you have yutzvachim hoy, and it's dalid by dalid. So at that point, let the mechitzas go straight down. Miloy tanya, didn't we learn that you say good achis? We have yaisi, we have yudoyna. Noyat kone b'shus rabin. Somebody threw a stick straight, put it straight up b'shus rabin. Over roishay trasko. And on top of the stick, in the middle of b'shus rabin, you put like a basket. Trasko is like a basket. Now, the Zorak for Nachagaba, you throw something into this basket, you should know Yechayiv. Why Yechayiv? Either the basket is way up on top of the stick. Where's the Mechitzis? Why is the top of the basket called the Rishus HaYochid? Alma Amrina, good Achis Mechitzosai. Since the basket has some Mechitzis around it, there's the rim of the basket goes up, and the basket itself obviously is more than Dalv by Dalv. It's Rochiv Dalv by Dalv Tfochim. So it has, and it has mechitzas on top of the basket. So we look as if those mechitzas, good asik, come straight down on all four sides. And mainly we say you have mechitzas coming straight down to the top of the basket. It's called Rosh Hashiyachid. It's mainly hokinami. Name of good asik mechitzasi. Why do we say canoe is not called Rosh Hashiyachid? Because the bottom mechitzas slant in, it becomes less than Rosh of Dalid. No, let's stop exactly where the mechitzas are still Rosh of Dalid. Stop the mechitzas there, and we'll say good asik. The mechitzas comes down. Let's say good asik even by a canoe. Yeah. Mechitza in the air is no good. That's called mechitza tluy. Mechitza has to reach the ground. If it doesn't reach the ground, it's not called a mechitza. Now, good asik says it reaches the ground. Otherwise, Rashi says it's called mechitza tluyis. Mechitza hanging in the air is not to make a shesiyochin. It has to reach the ground. Trashi trasko. Ain't omek yud. You have a basket on top there that's not omek yud. It's not even deep yutzvochin. The Yonu Moidin Loi Goiva Yud. Why do we consider it like it's Gvoya Yud? Shemida Sakona Oiluloi Begoiva. Because the stick in the middle, like, takes up the basket more than Yitzchak off the ground. Yakon Ein Rochav Abor. Even though the stick itself is not Rochav Abor. Elishon Weimrim, the Mechitzes are Traskel. That these little Mechitzes that are around the basket, we say, good Achis. Those Mechitzes come down. The Nimsu Makifus as a con, it's like going all around the stick. The heavenly heck if I'm a chitzis, I'm in a karkalamala. The blinds like the mechitzis, mama start on the ground and go up to the basket. Lishav Yerosha, Mishusa Yochid. So the top of the basket becomes Mishusa Yochid. The Imzorak, Mishusa Rabbim, but not like God is Chayyim. If you throw from Mishusa Rabbim and land on top of the basket, the Chur, you'll be Chayyim. Name a good Achis Mechitzosa. So the Mamask of Lord Rav Yosef, who Lord Shmielo, didn't you hear? Lohor the Amr of Yud, the Amr Rav, Omotobo Mishum Rabbi Chia. They said over the name of Rabbi Chia. V'toni Allah. They learned on this din of a traskul. V'chacham and poitrim. V'chom not pata. V'chom don't open this for a good achis. Even though the basket is hanging in the middle of Rishus Rabbim, and the basket on top has a little bit of mechitzis, but we don't say the svar of the mechitzis come down. So now the basket on top is in the mokum ptur, and it has no mechitzis, so it's mamash a mokum ptur. So if you throw something up, there you potter. That's the chom say. Rashi Motabo Yesh Matin Bedov Lachri of Lamesh of Chioma. The Chom Poitrim. Alma Loyamina Gudachis Lahate Mechitza Sluya. Mechitzas that are hanging in the air, we do not consider as if the Mechitza, a Svar Gudachis, the Mechitzas come down. That's some Svar Gudachis, like Lachal Moshim Sinai, you'd say. Certain times we'll see later in Erevim, we do say Gudachis. But to say, since you have a little Mechitza in the air, we look as if it comes down automatically. The Chom say, no, you don't say that. Therefore, the basket on top is a mokum ptur in your potter. So then it's good why a canoe, you don't say good achis. Because the chom pass, you pass like a chomin, you don't say good achis. Omalay abaya, the yatloi tizgra, don't you hold like this? Shrashi the amri kai gavna, that we do say good achis? Avin yirai, we do say good achis. The yatanya, omud b'shus rabin. You have an omud, a stool in the Rishus Rabin. A full box. The Gavoya Soris, Mamish Yutvachim Hoy. The Rochiv Dalad. On top of it, it's Rochiv Dalad. So the Chur of the Yom, it's like plank, what do you call it? An omid, a stand in Mishus Rabbi. That's Gavoya Yud, 10 Tvachim high, and it's on top is Rochiv Dalam Adalam. The Yang Biyikra Dalam, when it starts to come down, the bottom of the stand is not Rochiv Dalam Adalam anymore. The Yesh Bekotah Shalay Gimel, the bottom of the stand is only Gimel by Gimel. You have like a stand. Zorak Panacha Gabov, and somebody throws on top of this, is Chayiv. The Lachar is Chayiv. Why is Chayiv? Alma Amrina, good Achis Mechitzosoi. Even though the bottom is less than Gimel by Gimel, so the bottom, Mechitza, is not called the Mechitza. How do you have the Mechitza give this Omer, this flying Mechitza's Yud? We say the Mechitza's on top. As soon as they come down, where they lose, dollar by dollar, like stops right there, and we consider that the Mechitza goes straight down. So we say, you do say good Achis. So it's Shver Eshtim, how come by Traskel the Chum say we don't say good Achis? And it's Rik Shver Knu. How come by Knu also we don't say good Achis? And here we see you do say good Achis. And for the Gemara, Hochinami good Achis Mechitzosoi. So more me the Eri, there's no Tushtel. Hosim Hevele Mechitza Shagdiyim Boikimbo. The reason why we don't say good Achis, we don't consider a Mechitza hanging in the air like a Traskel. That basket that's on top of the pole, which is rabbin, as if the mechitzas come down, because there's a svara, gedia means animals could walk through it on the bottom. That's the spirit to be a mechitza. You want to say a lomdish or gudachis, will look as if the mechitza comes down, but what's the pshat from the mechitza? It divides the rishus that you can't come through here. That's what the mechitza is. But here, there's nothing there, and the animals could walk through it, that's not called the mechitza. That's called shagdiyim boikimbo. Since the animals walk through this area, that stops the din of gudachis. By this stand in Rishus Rabin, since the bottom of the stand, it has a width to it. It's gimel by gimel. So Maestro, what's the difference? We want to say good achis now that when it's still rochiv dalot tzvachim, we'll say the mechitza comes down. So how much out are we pulling the mechitza from the actual stand on the bottom? A half of a tefach. You're doing half a tefach this side and a half a tefach this side. If the bottom of the stand itself is gimel tzvachim. So by good achis, we're just saying when the mechitza is a little bit wider out, like right here, let it come straight down. So the only area you're stopping is mamash hachatzi tefach. Hachatzi tefach, anyway, gedim can't walk through there. It's too small for animals to walk through there. So since nobody's going to walk through this bottom of this gimel by gimel, there we could say good achis. Mashenka and by traskos all the way up, and the bottom you have a small konon. But then you can walk all along the sides of it, so since animals, gedim, could walk through it, that breaks the gudachis. Yeah. Hochi heavy leg mechitza shenak diim boikimbo. Omle ravacha bread ravacha ravashi. Good yansa why traskud rabbanin say you don't say gudachis, because the basket up on a small stick, you could walk through underneath, we can't consider the mechitza going down. Om reshmerkat is the canoe. Ravashi, Gabi Svina Nami, the Kashri is by Svina also. Who walks through the Svina? Why don't you say by the Svina, by the Knu, good Achis? When the Knu, Enechlam, it comes down to a point, but before it comes to the point, even though it's high up, here it's Roch of Dalad, let's say up here, good Achis. So what's the Svara we shouldn't say? Because people walk underneath it. The Chura, who's walking in the Yam? Nobody walks there. The Terence says, no, fish walk there. Amalei, the Kiya. By the fish, by the svina in the yam, you have fish going through. So since fish are going through, you don't say good achis. Omalei, he answered back, no, my kasha so shver, but the key is dogim loy shmei b'kiya. That's called nothing. His fish traveling through that area should not stop us from saying good achis. Why? So trashi b'kiya dogim loy shmei b'kiya, l'fishenim nirim. He can't see the fish. So since we can't see the fish, that shouldn't stand this din by the canoe to say the size of the canoe should be good achis, go straight down. Only by something on top of the avir, where there we could see people or gedim, animals walking through, that stands the din of good achis. But fish that we can't see doesn't stare. So the Moram not Tamer, where's my raya that fish don't stare? The boy mene Rebbe Tavla Mirovin. Mechitza tluya ma'asha tarta b'chuva. That's our shayla. You have a mechitza like a box. A box that's mamish gavoya yud has four mechitzas on all sides of it and rochav dalad.
If this box is on the floor, pshit it's v'shusha yochid. Now you hang it up in the middle of the year v'shusha rabin. You hang it up there. Do we say a din of good achas, the mechitza should come down and give underneath this box a din v'shusha yochid. Or even to give the box itself v'shusha yochid. And since it's up in the year, that doesn't have a shem mechitza. A mechitza has to touch the ground. Now the only way it would be called a mechitza if you say good achas. That was the shalom. Mal shatate b'churva, on the ground, the yomalei ein mechitza tliyav ateres. No, since the mechitza is hanging in the air, we don't say good achis. Why not? Because there's gedi in Baikumba, people who walk underneath it, you don't say good achis. Ela zokte v'ma